about our perception about sometimes the things that we do and how that shapes our what we think about ourselves in regards to Hashem. I was listening, I remember, a bunch of years ago to a shiur by Rav Weinberger. I'm like upset that I don't know what shiur it was. It was so long ago. I was listening in the car. But I remember him saying this point, and it's something I often think about. And it really has, in general, it changed my view about how I approach my life. And Rav Weinberger said, he was talking about, you know, doing Averis, whatever it was. And he said that, he says, it takes us a lot longer to get over an Avera than it does for Hashem. Meaning, oftentimes we view it as like, I do an Avera, I hurt Hashem, I hurt God, and like, now He doesn't want my Avoda. Now He doesn't look, call, quote unquote, like me anymore. It happens all the time. We always think this. But we take a step back and try to understand what the Torah and what the mitzvot are and what Averos are. It doesn't matter to Hashem if we do the mitzvot or we don't. What Hashem has given us the Torah, has given us mitzvot for our own benefit. If we do them, great for us. If we don't, that stinks for us. But it doesn't change God's view. It doesn't change Hashem's view, His perception about who we are as people. And oftentimes we think, if I'm not living up to the person I should be, or to the actions or to the things that I am able to, the person I'm able to be and act in the way that I should be acting, that will change Hashem's perception about who I am. Like the meme I sent the other day, which is why I decided to give the shiur on this, I said, the meme said, I've given Hashem a thousand or a million, whatever it was, 10,000 reasons not to love Him anymore, and it hasn't changed His mind. Because the mitzvahs are for us. If we do them, great. If we don't do theirs, great. That's beneficial to us. When we do a mitzvah or we do an avera, it has no effect on Hashem. Hashem has given us a guidebook. If a manufacturer gives you instructions on how to build something, and you don't build it correctly, that doesn't matter to him. He has sold you the product already. He gave it. Okay, you have it. It doesn't matter to him anymore. He'll say to you, okay, it's your loss. You didn't follow the instructions. I gave you instructions on how to build it, but now you won't have the thing that's not working properly. So same exact thing happens with us. And we often think, oh, I did an Avera, now Hashem doesn't, He doesn't want my Avoda, He doesn't love me anymore. And then in turn, what that does, it says, well, then I'm not going to daven, or I'm not going to learn now, or I'm not going to try anymore, because what's the point? But in fact, it has not changed Hashem's reality at all, His perception at all, with how He views us. So let's look in the piece that I have open here. It's a piece from Rav Biederman Sefer Berach Haim on Sfira Lag BaOmer and Shavuos, and he talks about in the first part, which I'm skipping over now, but we'll speak it out quickly. But he speaks about how a person. The title of the piece is. Af im nafal deyuta tachtona, even if a person falls to like the lowest place on earth, adayin yachol lekabel satorah, you could still be mekabel the Torah. Even if you're so far off, you're so far away, so you're still able to be mekabel the Torah. But I think he's going to give a different message here, which is so important for us. It starts over here, v'af. Right? So he says, never to give up hope. In the first part, he says, never give up hope. And because you could always come back to the Torah. Fine. Let's look at what he says now. V'af ma'isav shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav shom v'mata Torah sim hei labanim b'davar zeh. Even the actions of Moshe Rabbeinu during this time, of him being mekabel the Torah, is a sign for all future generations that we are have to approach accepting the Torah in this way. Says the Pasuk, U'Moshe ale el ha'elokim. Moshe went up to Elohim. So what's, before we continue, what's strange about that, about the use of those words? Anyone point it out? So this is the most, Hashem is Ge'e Avram. Okay, so that's a nice point, but he's looking at the word. So here he bolded the word Ha-Elokim. So he's... Yeah, instead of Hashem. Elokim is always Midas Hadin. Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, is always Midas Rachamim. This is the giving of the Torah. There's nothing more Rachamim in this, in the world. Hashem is giving us everything as Rachamim. Why is the Pasuk using Ha-Elokim? So Va'er HaRav HaKosh Baal HaKadushas Yom Tov Mesigit. So the Kedushas Yom Tov from Sigit explains, Maduach zit nizkar kan Hashem Elok, Hashem Elokim. Why does it say Elokim? Hamor al mi'ez ha-din, kinadaya. V'ahalo be'ez matan Torah nigla Hashem l'bnei Yisrael im krovo kizakin mal rachamim. Hashem appeared to us in a very, in a merciful manner. Yeah, you too. Rachamim is yud kei vavke, yud hei, and the vav and the hei. And Elokim is din. So din is usually used more in terms of in terms of being strict, punishment. Yudke Vavke is always used in terms of more rachamim, being more merciful, more outgoing and caring. So the Baal Kedushas Yom Tov asks, I understand. This is there's ein rachamim kirachamim the giving of the Matan Torah. So continues Umirka Mali Dib, no problem. And later on, the pasuk says, "Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai with rachamim." Va'eich imkei niskar parsha zem mi'as hadin gvuro. So why is it spoken out when Moshe was approaching Hashem? It was Elokim, but when Hashem gave the Torah Himself, it's Vayered Hashem. Ubir al pi divrei harav hakosh rav Natali mirupshis. So the rupshiser explains. Shabir Mamram Hait Surba Mirbanan Dirasach Raseach Oraisa Dika Mirasech Le. The Gemara in Tana says that if you see someone, a Surba Mirbanan, a young budding Talmud Chacham, who's like fired up, he's very, very intense, and he speaks in an intense way, he lives very intense. So the Gemara says it's the fire of the Torah inside of him that's actually making him so worked up. The Hachikamar, Shesibas Talmud Chacham HaKoyis Himachmas. So also, sometimes a Talmud Chacham gets angry because Oraisad Dekamarasechle. The fire of the Torah is burning inside of him. So Perishu, Shehu Mis Onin, Veroseach Al Shalom Nitzel Esosof Vatorvo Es Karoi. He says that what this means is when a Talmud Chacham is on fire from the Torah inside of him, he means that sometimes a Talmud Chacham is angry because they think that they should be learning more. And that every second that they're not learning is wasting time. And that creates in their mind a certain sense of anger. They're living life in an angry way because they view that every moment of their life when they're not learning Torah, it's as if it's nothing. And that they aren't learning enough. And therefore, they're approaching their whole entire life sometimes as just a bidyeved. So everything gets them angry because they're living in anger. They're living with being upset over the fact that they're not putting enough time in, even though they are, learning a lot. But because they're not, they feel as if they're not putting enough time in, so they just become angry people. Hainu shekol evarv ugufo mishapchem bekirbo madua einu mekayim b'shlemos is kol mitzvos haTorah ba'ava. They complain in their hearts, say, I'm not a good person. I'm not a person that's doing avos Hashem because I'm not learning enough. V'lama einu gorim yoser nachas ruch lebor. Why am I not doing more? I should be learning more. I should be davening better. Even though he might be doing that, and that's why they're angry. So says. Listen to the, it's an amazing idea. Because of this, Kasiv Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Alei El HaElokim. Moshe went up to Elokim because Moshe's perception, he's going to say, his perception of what he thought God viewed him was in a din. I'm not doing enough to help Klal Yisrael. I'm not doing enough to be a better person. When this is Moshe Rabbeinu we're talking about. But oftentimes, great people, as we all are, often feel I'm not doing enough, and Hashem is judging me because of that. Shehu hayam b'mias hadin v'koyz ha'atzu. Moshe got angry at himself. Madulo hispik l'schonin karoi. Why have I not prepared myself better to receive the Torah. I've had 7 weeks to prepare myself for Kabbalah Torah, and I didn't do a good job, Moshe says. I didn't do enough. I could have done more. And when he was approaching God, he was saying, this is crazy. How did I not do more? God is going to judge me for that because I didn't do enough. Ulam, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heshev Lo Kinegdo B'Mitz HaRachman K'mo Shenemar. But when Moshe gets up there, what happens? Vayikra Elav Hashem Min HaShemayim. Yudkei Vavkei Hashem called out to him. Why? Because Vayomer Elav Ko Tamar L'Beis Yaakov V'Tagid L'Bnei Yisrael Atem Ra'isim Asher Asisim Mitzrayim V'Aseh Eschem Al Kanfi Nisharim V'Vias Chem Elai. Klomer. Shehizgir Lois Mitzavim Shel B'nei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Hashem speaks about their matzav, their situation in Mitzrayim. Shai Shakum B'mem Teshar Tuma. They were so involved in the Tuma there. V'lo Yachol Es Mamei Sham La'od Reg Kamimera. They weren't able to remain there at all. Mevor Tachti Zeh Ha'olah. Osam Hashem Yisbarach Le'igra Rama. Hashem brought them up. Mevei V'yeschem Elai. Brought them to Him. Al-Kam Fes Shechina. Hashem could bring us up at one moment. But I think what's important, and I wrote here, is that the trick of the Yetzer Hara is Hashem not inviting you. That's only our perception of Midas Hadin. When Hashem is really inviting us in Midas HaRachmim. Right? We always think, and I'm sure every one of you feels it, and myself very, very much included in this, I feel I've had so much time on my hands to become better, to become stronger, to have a better davening, to learn better, and come. I have it all. Where am I running to? I'm not running anywhere, and yet I feel so underprepared for Kabbalah Torah. But that's all just the trick of the Yetzer Hara. It's just the Yetzer Hara saying we're approaching Hashem. We think of it as that Hashem is viewing us b'midas hadin. When in truth, says the pasuk, "V'ulam right here again, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Heishlo Kenegdo Misa Rachmim, Vayikra Elav Hashem Min Hashemayim." Hashem invites us in, not Misa Din, not Elokim, not in a judging way. Are the judgment that we feel that we don't do enough, that we aren't enough, is only in our mind, is only in our perception? Because okay, we're not perfect. We're not supposed to be perfect. And I've spoken about many times, growth isn't always linear, going up, 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 straight. Growth is, in fact, ups and downs. What's amazing, I told this to a friend of mine who's a pretty big person. I said to him, when we think of Bnei Israel coming out of Mitzrayim and getting to Matan Torah, getting to Har Sinai. We think that it was spheres for Omer and it was just growth, 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 going up, 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 up. Until they finally reached Kabbalah Torah, and that's what we think spheres for Omer is supposed to be. Where were Bnei Yisrael right before Matan Torah? Anyone know? They were in a place called Rephidim, where a Malik attacked them. So the Medrash says, why did a Malik attack them? Rashi brings it down. Because Rashi says, the Medrash says, Rafa Yadayim Min HaTorah. They were in a very low point. They kind of gave up on keeping this whole Torah thing that Hashem, whatever the mitzvot Hashem gave them at that point. They gave up on it. They were weak in it. This was 3 days, 5 days before Matan Torah, which means 5 days before Shavuos. If a person's feeling like I'm not doing enough, if a person's falling and doing averos, it's exactly where Bnei Yisrael were at that moment also. And yet, that is still considered as growing. That's still considered as moving in the right direction. Even though in our minds we think we're moving backwards sometimes. In fact, when we look at the trajectory of what growth is supposed to be, sometimes moving backwards is still moving in the right direction. Sometimes taking falling and having to get, it's mamash with the gemara, with the mefarshim call, yirida l'sar chalia. Sometimes we need to move back a little bit to move forward. But even that moving back itself is it's not moving back to move forward. Even the step back itself is moving in the right direction in some strange way. Just like Klai Yisrael before they got to Matan Torah, they had to take a step back and refeed him and battle a Malik and lose a lot of people and fall. So that was still, they were still moving towards Har Sinai. they're still moving in the right direction. And again, it's only our perception that we think that Hashem's not inviting us in, that we're not doing enough, when in fact, we're doing plenty. And we have to celebrate the points and the plenty that we're doing. Because only in our minds, like Rav Weinberger said, that it takes us a lot longer to get over an aver than Hashem does. Again, because what is an aver? Aver is us blocking ourselves from getting too close to Hashem. That doesn't affect Hashem at all. It affects us. So we have to work on that. And we have to deal with it. But that doesn't change Hashem's perspective on us. Like that meme said, I've given Hashem thousands of reasons not to love me, but that hasn't changed His mind. It hasn't. Because we can't change His mind. We can't change Hashem. We could change ourselves. But our averus that we do, chas v'shalom, doesn't affect that relationship from His standpoint. It only affects the relationship from our standpoint. And if we let it get to us, then we fall away. But if we say, okay, this happened, whatever, I'm moving forward, I'm going to move on, and understand that when I step into Daven Shmoneh Esrei, Hashem's not looking at me and saying, you're a disgusting pig, how could you be? Hashem is saying these words, Vayikra Elav Hashem min Hashemayim. And it's not as what Moshe thought, which was, Aleh El Elokim. We're not approaching Elokim. Vayikra Elav Hashem. Hashem is calling out to us. We're not approaching Elokim. Hashem is calling to us, even when we step in Shemoneh Esrei, even where we are, wherever we are. And it's an important idea for Kabbalah Torah, because we all feel, myself included, that we're underprepared, we could have been doing more, and maybe it's true we could have. And maybe it's true we couldn't have. Who says we could be doing more? Who says Hashem wants us to be doing more? We don't know. I don't know. But we can't, we have to approach it as we're getting the Torah, the Chol Shana V'Shana, again, we're getting it this year, at this very time, in whatever matzav I'm at, whatever situation I'm in, despite all my challenges. Last year on Shavuot, I gave a shiur that Hashem loves us with all our imperfections, and they're called, in the Sfarim, they're called perfect imperfections. That Hashem views our imperfections as still, that's why I made you. You're perfectly imperfect. And it's important to understand that coming into this holiday where we all feel that we didn't prepare properly, that we could have prepared more, we could be doing more, and we're not going to be in what we think the l'chachila place to be in yeshiva. And there's a lot to say about being in yeshiva for Shavuos. And it might be that we won't stay up all night this year. We might, you know, knock out early with the lack of, you know, avira of Torah and kol Torah. It might be true. But it doesn't mean that avodah is any different. Doesn't change Hashem's perspective. You shouldn't feel like a worse person because you weren't able to stay up all night. So let's approach this holiday, let's approach this yontif with a sense of strength, with chizik, that Hashem loves us no matter what. We should always think that Hashem is inviting us in. It's just the trick of the Eitz Hara to feel that we're approaching an Elohim, a God of judgment. Because we're not approaching an Elohim, Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei Hashem, is mamish always calling out to us because we don't change His mind. We don't change His feelings. There's a Gemara in Kedushin that says, the Machlok is about when we're called Banim. So Rabbi Meir says, Bein Kach Ubein Kach, whether or not we're following Hashem's, you know, Hashem's, the rules, we're called Banim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He says, only when we're following His rules, we're called Banim. And the Rash Banim, Shalos and Shuvos, Paskins like Rabbi Meir. Bein Kach Ubein Kach Nikur Banim. Whether we're following the Ratzon of Hashem, whether we're on the streets doing the worst things in the world, a ben is a ben, we're always called that. And we should always feel that Vayikra Elav Hashem and Hashemayim. Hashem is always calling out to us, and it's not that we're approaching an Elohim Chas V'Shalom ever. All right, so I wish everybody a Chag Sameach, a good Yontif, and a good Kabbalah Satorah. And this is that being a Kabbalah Torah in our situation is mamish the true Kabbalah Torah. Even in the less, what we think is the most bidigevid place in our homes with our siblings that are bothering us and our parents that are doing things that are not that we thought we should be doing. And that's the place to be Mekabel Torah. That's to be the place to become what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. And then we spoke about before that we should view that every situation we're in is not a bidigevid. Every situation is a lechachila, is exactly where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you. All right, so have a great Yom Tov.